Good morning. My name is Reverend Randall Massengill. I'm the pastor at Lafayette First United Methodist Church. We are located at 301 South Main Street in Lafayette, Georgia. Our worship services are at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to worship with you.
Scripture reading today comes from the second chapter of the Gospel of John, the first 11 verses. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and all his disciples believed in him. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Speak to us, O Lord, through your Holy Spirit. Continue to help us to believe even in times when it's most difficult. Help us to remember your promise that will never falter. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. On the third day, well, if you are a Christian and you read about the third day, hopefully something comes to mind besides what happened on the third day in this story, such as a wedding. When you hear "on the third day," what do you think about? On the third day, yes you do. You think about that third day when the women went to the tomb and they found it empty on the third day. I have also heard that if you have a decision, a very important decision to make, wait 3 days. Have you ever heard about that? I don't know if it works or not, but they sort of take that from the scripture. They say, wait 3 days if you have to make a very important decision. On the third day, when John talks about things, there is a level meaning and then there is something that goes above it. In the Gospel of John, you'll read about bread, but in the Gospel of John, you've got bread and then you've got the living bread. You've got water and then you've got living water. So John speaks on two levels. They are invited to the wedding. Jesus is there. His disciples are there. And his mother is there. Well, if you've ever been to a wedding, you know how exciting that is. If you've ever prepared a wedding, hopefully everybody has sent you back that, a reservation telling you that they're going to come or not, right? If you sent out 500 reservations and 500 come back, well, you know what to fix, right? How many wedding crashers are there in Lafayette? I don't know. There may be some wedding crashers in Lafayette. Of course, the thing about preparing food is you never know who's going to show up. You never know. Well, the way that they had it fixed in biblical times is they bought two kinds of wine. They bought bottled wine and they bought box wine. I'm glad you caught that. So as they were serving the good wine, they served it around. And, when everybody got pretty much, smashed, they said, "All right, time to change, time to put up the good wine and time to get the inferior wine." And, of course, people being intoxicated, they wouldn't know the difference. Well, at this wedding, everything was going well until all of a sudden the good wine ran out. They ran out. And even the inferior wine ran out. And now they have no wine. And as you and I know, in biblical custom, if you ran out of wine, you were going to be shamed through the community because they say, "We were at so-and-so's wedding the other day, and you know what happened? What? They ran out of wine." You don't say. Hey, did you hear the other day down at the other store? They had a wedding down there and they ran out of wine. And all of a sudden, it's like the telephone calls that we used to make. It just kept growing and growing and growing. And they would be made ashamed. Have you ever been in a situation where you didn't think whether or not you could make up the difference? Have you ever been in a situation where you weren't sure whether or not you could carry something through? Have you ever been in a situation where you wondered if you were going to be able to make it through? Your patience has run out. And you say, Lord, I need your help. Maybe your love was estranged. Maybe it was estranged. Maybe you need to say, Lord, I really need to love this person, but it's very hard. You know, mothers, have you ever felt that way about daughters-in-law? Mothers, have you ever felt that about son-in-laws? Daddies, have you ever felt that about son-in-laws? Anybody good enough out there for anybody? Especially our children, you know. So all of a sudden we might even struggle with that ourselves, not being good enough, not feeling that we raised to the bar so what God would have us to do. Well, brothers and sisters, today the good news is you and I are good enough. You and I need to hear that today, because there are times when you and I may feel inferior, not good enough, wherein you and I may not meet those standards in people's lives. God wants you and me to know that through Jesus Christ, you and me meet standard. You and I are good enough when it comes to this world, being in relationship with God and one another. You and I are good enough. God will make us good enough. He will enable us to be in relationship with God and our neighbor. What we need, He will provide. Well, Jesus' mother, you notice her name's not mentioned in John's Gospel. It's always Jesus' mother. But Jesus' mother discovers that they're out of wine. Well, who does she go to? She goes to her eldest son and says, Son, come here, I want to tell you something. Jesus says, yes, they're out of wine. And Jesus said, in a sense, this is what it means, Mom, you and I aren't going to see eye to eye on this. You and I are just not going to see eye to eye on this. And then she turns to the stewards and says, whatever he tells you to do, do. Notice she didn't say, and what he doesn't tell you to do, don't do. She said, whatever he tells you to do, do. Something must have happened between the time that Mary said that and Jesus said, you know, we have a different of opinion here. Something happened that changed Jesus' mind, because remember, for 30 years, nobody knew who Jesus was. But he is getting ready to reveal who he is. And when he does this sign, the covering is off. He reveals who he is. When he says his time has not come, what time is he talking about? He's talking about that time when he will be crucified on the cross. As soon as he turns this water into wine, the shadow of the cross begins. But somewhere between his mama telling him to do it and him telling her that they have some difference of opinion here, Jesus turned the water into wine. But who knew it? Who knew what he had done? Not everyone knew it. The stewards knew it. His mama knew it. Jesus knew it. The disciples must have known it, because it says that after they saw this, they believed on him. Brothers and sisters, have you ever needed a sign from God? You know, I recall this gentleman who changed his eating habits. And he told the people in his office to be accountable to. He said, I'm going to stop eating donuts. And they said, you are? He said, yeah, I just want you to know that, so I just want to be accountable to you. I'm going to stop eating donuts. He said, well, okay. Well, 3 weeks passed, and then Monday he comes in with a big bag of donuts. And someone said, I thought you said you were going to stop eating donuts. He said, well, these are holy donuts. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, as I was driving, I asked God that if it was His will, if I have donuts, that when I pulled into the place, that there would be a parking place right in front. And he said, the third time around, there it was. You and I can either make what we want to be God's will, or we can will God's will. We pray it every Sunday. Thy will be done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It was God's intent for Jesus to come and to reveal who He is. But in doing so, that would be the time that the cross would come into focus. And would Jesus do it? Yes, He would, because He did what His Father sent Him to do. And why did He do it? So that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ. And by believing, we would find life in His name. Brothers and sisters, our belief is to be more than a devil's belief. In the Gospel of Mark, we know that the evil spirits know who Jesus is. Time and again, we see them saying, we know who you are, Son of the Most Divine. What would you have to do with us? Have you come to destroy us? Well, yes, He had. A devil believes that God exists. The evilness of this world knows who Jesus is. He knows that He's the Son of God, but he doesn't trust. He hasn't turned their life over to God to be under His rule. They think they are in the rule. They want to be in control. And that is our struggle. Believing each and every day that Jesus is the Messiah. Believing each and every day and trusting Him that He is our Lord as well as our Savior. That in our service and in our deeds, we are seeking to find out what He would have us to do each and every day. Believe. Do you believe? Do you believe when it's easy to believe? Yes, we probably do believe when it's easy to believe. But do we believe in those hard times? When I was doing my CPE at Erlanger, and they would have a tragedy one day after another, it was my responsibility to be with the family. And oftentimes I would meet families who wanted a very quick course in how to believe in God and trust that things would be well. It's hard to have a crash course in faith because relationships happen over time. They don't happen instantly. Every girl I met, I proposed to because I wanted a relationship to happen instantly. Those who had sense said no. Mary and I knew each other 3 months. 90 days. It's almost like 90 day. You know that show on TV? 90 day. Can't think of the name of it. 90 day something. And Mary and I married. And we have been married for 38 years. And you know, you think, well, you know, sometimes when you know you found the person, you know you found the person. Well, you know, brothers and sisters, when you find Jesus and He finds you, it doesn't take a long time to wonder if He's the one for you. Because He is for you. He wants to be in relationship with you. And He wants you to believe that He loves you and cares for you. He wants you to believe that so strongly that it affects your life. It affects how you treat yourself, one another, and Him. So today, how have you been changed? What have you drank into your life that has changed the way you think and the way you act? I've met people who have come in contact with people who have said things to them that they have said to me, you know, preacher, if I didn't know Jesus as my Lord and Savior, I would have been on them like a duck on a June bug. Those were fighting words. But as a result of knowing Jesus, I don't do that anymore. I don't fly off the handle like I used to. used to, if someone had said something like that for me, you wouldn't have to nudge me or do anything with me, but because I know Jesus, I've changed my way of thinking, I've changed my way of living, I've changed my way of dealing with conflict. I don't live that way anymore. Can you and I relate? Can you and I see in our lives how Jesus has changed our life? Because when we accept Christ, life doesn't remain the same. It changes. Just like water changes into wine. Two different substances that has two different effects. For it's in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May we pray. Almighty God, we pray that as you were invited to this wedding, that we would hear your call upon our lives today to be invited into a relationship with you. May we answer that call each and every day when we rise from our sleep. May we say, yes, Lord, here I am. Send me. And may we, O Lord, experience gladness each and every day because of that which we sup in our lives, that being your Holy Spirit. May we drink from that cup that overflows, and not only to us, but to all persons we come in contact with. We pray this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask it. Amen. Thank you again for allowing us to worship with you on this Lord's Day. We look forward to worshiping with you again. God bless you.